My guest in Out and About today is Russ Glias. Russ is the coordinator of the ageing programs at ACON, better known as the LOVE Project, which includes Living Older, Visibly and Engaged. Welcome today to Out and About, Russ.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Good to be with you.
So tell us, Russ, what is the LOVE Project and who is it aimed at?
Sure. Look, I'll give you a quick explanation of ACON too, just so all the viewers have an understanding of that. So ACON is the organisation that I work with, and we work with the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. ACON was started about 35 years ago as a direct response to the HIV epidemic, and over the years, underneath the ACON umbrella broadly, is a lot of work in all areas of the LGBTI community, and the LOVE Project is the project that works with the older LGBTI community, and basically that's 55 plus, but probably the average age for the LOVE Project person that we work with is around sort of 60 to 65.
That's so right. Tell me a little bit about the people who become involved.
So the LOVE Project really is a health promotion project. So what we have done over the last 5 years is developed a range of health information. So we've developed and distributed a range of fact sheets that speak specifically to older health and wellbeing issues for LGBTI people. And we do lots of community engagement events and activities to really connect the older LGBTI community. And that's one of the most enjoyable parts of the project, is staying connected to the older people.
And Russ, why do we have to have a project like the LOVE Project?
Sure. So, look, the reason that we need to have a LOVE Project is that very often older LGBTI people have lived a very different historical experience to the majority of the mainstream communities. Lots of older people can experience isolation and loneliness. It can be at higher rates with the LGBTI community, not wanting to access programs, projects, services as freely as the mainstream community. So the LOVE Project really is needed. So it's a safe, welcoming and respectful space for older LGBTI people to come into and know that they're welcome and they're safe and they are with community and they're with people that had similar life experiences and they kind of get it. They're not walking into a room of other people that just don't get the experience.
And how are things progressing with the LOVE Project? What's next for you?
We're always trying to push the boundaries on fairly limited funding at this stage. What's next is really to look for greater amounts of funding to reproduce some of the myriad of things that we've done already, but also expand into other project areas. Like I said, it is really all about connecting community. When we did a LOVE Project report about 5-6 years ago, the top four issues indicated at that stage were social isolation, financial security, planning for the future, and housing. So they're all areas that we try to step into, but we're sort of conscious of what we can do funding-wise and capacity-wise. But what's next immediately in the next couple of months for the LOVE Project and the older community is we have a couple of things on. We have something called the LOVE Club Gathering, which is a monthly social and activities-based drop-in at ACOM, which is on the corner of Elizabeth and Devonshire Street in Surrey Hills. And that's just a very semi-structured once-a-month drop-in where it's really about sort of just connecting with community. It's about hearing a few community stories. And we often invite a health professional or someone exterior to come in and talk about a subject that the club might be interested in, like from the Seniors' Rights Service. Yeah, a health professional to sort of talk through something that they've been asking to know more about.
Of course, we all need a little bit more information, and any excuse to get together and have a coffee has got to be good.
Absolutely, yeah.
And be with people that know what it's like for you.
Well, the other thing that's coming up is something called Love Lines, which is a creative drawing and social project. Starts on the 13th of April, and that's a series of 6 drawing classes over about 3 months. And that really is a lovely way to sort of bring in the creative older people that like to do a bit of drawing and also be socially connected. All of these events are just such a good opportunity to share health information as well, but also for people to reconnect with old friends they mightn't have seen in the past and also meet some new people so they can sort of build their sort of support networks moving forward.
So LGBTI people listening to the program, how can they find out more about the Love Project?
Sure. So look, I love to have a one-to-one chat with someone directly. So they're more than welcome. And I find with the older community, that's important. It's not always just jump online and see what's going on. Sometimes, particularly for sort of the 70-plus, they're not as connected online. So I'm very happy to have a chat to them. And my contact number, ACON in Sydney, is 9206-2017. And that's my direct line, so we can have a chat. Also, they can come in, just drop in and say hello. My regular days are Wednesday to Friday in that project, but I'm more than happy just to come down and say hello. The office is 414 Elizabeth Street in Surry Hills. But we also do have a good online presence. So we have a website, which is just theloveproject.com.au. And we also have a Facebook page and an Instagram feed and a Twitter feed. I'm quite active on all of those social platforms, so people can see what we're doing and connect through that way.
Russ Glias, Coordinator of Ageing Programs at ACON, thanks for joining us today on Out and About.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks.